Hi, can I
Hello.
please speak to Ethel?
This is her.
Good morning, Ethel. This is Albert Ramirez giving you a call from the NEC hotline on a recorded line. Ma'am, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No.
Okay. In part two to that question, are you willing to affirm under penalty or attest that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this specific matter or signed documents with another firm?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and what was the injured party diagnosed with?
She was diagnosed with NEC,
Ne
necrotizing
ne necro
enterocolitis.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And what injuries and who is this for? Is this for your loved one? Is this for your baby or
It's for my daughter.
for your daughter? And what injuries did your daughter sustain?
She had to have surgery on her stomach. She had a fever. She was throwing up. She had a bloody stool. And she
Okay.
had got tested, and then they said they diagnosed her with that, and then she had to have surgery. She had to have laparotomy surgery.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do in addition to that, and thank you for that information, I'm gonna read off a list here, okay? You let me know if any of these apply. Okay, so is she still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good, thank God. And does she have ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
Yes.
Okay. And did she ever have an intestinal perforation, like a hole in the intestines?
Yes.
She did? I'm sorry. Okay, scarring or strictures in the intestines, sepsis, severe infection in the entire body, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, other serious or long-lasting injuries.
This is just stomach
Yeah,
injuries. That's it.
ongoing gastrointestinal. Okay, ma'am, thank you. And do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
The hospital does. I don't have it on me at the
Okay.
time, though.
Okay.
But y'all, I
And
give you permission to get it from them.
all right. And on what date was your daughter diagnosed?
July 26th of 2010.
July 26, 2010. Okay, thank you. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
Okay. All right. And how long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your daughter diagnosed with NEC?
Well, I would say she was born on the 9th, and I stopped giving her the milk on the 25th. So about 15 days, I guess, something like that.
So over 7 days.
Yes.
Okay. And what was the, let's see, one second. Okay. What is the name and or address of the facility where your daughter was diagnosed with NEC?
Tiff Regional Medical Center.
One more time, what's the name?
Tiff Regional Medical Center.
Okay, I got Regional Medical Center, but what was the first name?
Tiff, TIFT.
Tift. Okay. Are they in Tifton, Georgia? Okay, thank you. And are they at 901 18th Street? Okay, thank you. Okay, what was the name and address of the hospital that they were born? Do you remember that? Where your daughter was born?
Yes, it was Tiff Regional Medical Center.
Same place? Okay, thank you. In what brand of formula was used? Enfamil, Similac, Gerber, or Nestle?
It was similar.
And you are her mama, okay? And your daughter is still with us. And you do have the authority to sign on her behalf, correct? Okay. And has an estate been opened?
No.
Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. What was the gestational age at birth?
So what you mean, like how many weeks was she?
Yeah, how many? Yeah, the
30 weeks.
gestational age of birth. So 30
It was
weeks.
30 weeks.
Okay. And did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did she leave? Okay, and diagnosed at the hospital. Okay. And what's your daughter's date of birth, please?
7/9/2010, July 9, 2010.
Got it. And how old is she right now? So that's 15, almost going to be 15, so 14. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your child? This is for HIPAA purposes. Can you please confirm your child's gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what is her name, please?
Shakira Pitney.
Can you spell that, please?
SHAKIRA
SHA. SHA.
KIRA.
KIRAK.
Last name is Pittman, Pittman.
Okay, Pittman, right? And her first name is Shakira. Shakira. Okay. Okay, what is her social, please?
You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
674-626-6358.
I have 674-62. Can you please give me the last four?
6358.
Okay. 674-626-6358.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. All right. Now, what is your first name?
Ethel.
Okay. That's E-T-H-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Dean, D-E-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Next is your social, please.
252-47-5170.
All right. 252-47-5170.
Uh-huh.
What's your date of birth, please?
12/22/1983.
Okay, thank you. Is your email deanethel53@gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Phone number 757-902-4600?
Uh-huh.
Is that a mobile?
Yes.
Okay, what's the address, please?
141 Greenbrier Avenue.
Is that one or two words?
It's one word, Greenbrier, G-R-E-E-N-B-R-I-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Hampton, Virginia, 23661.
Is there a unit number or is that
no,
a house?
It's a house.
Okay. Here's what I have. 141 Greenbrier Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23661.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Next, do you have any documentary to support to show you're the next of kin? Like, you'll have to get birth certificate showing you're her mama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have any type of letters of testamentary?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have your information. Let me copy and paste that down here. You are her parent, Miss Ethel Dean. And that's as listed on the birth certificate, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, may I please have her father's full name as listed on the birth certificate?
Her father's not on her birth certificate.
It's not? Okay.
No, it's just me.
Were any of the following issues during the pregnancy? Hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Or none of the above? Okay. All right. Next. Was the child born premature?
Yes.
Okay. And which state was the... Was the your daughter born in? Same state, right? In Virginia?
No, Georgia.
Georgia? Oh, okay. Mm. Georgia. Okay. And was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was your... If your daughter was in NICU, please list the approximate dates. NICU admission date and discharge date.
she was in there for like 16 days and she got diagnosed with NEC on the 26th of July 2010, and we were there like 16 days.
26th of July?
Mm-hmm.
And that was in
2010.
And then her discharge date was August. You said she was in there for how many days? 16 or 15?
16 days.
Okay. August 26th. And she was there for 16 days. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So that will be like September 2nd. That sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And what was your daughter's birth weight?
4.2 pounds.
4.2 pounds. Thank you. Okay, so birth weight in grams. Well, let me figure that out. That's odd. Four point two pounds in grams. Is that about right? 1,905 grams. Let me double check. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay? I'm going to get my manager to double check that math. I actually had never converted that before. So
okay.
One second, okay? I want to make sure I'm not going to make a mistake here. One sec. Thank you. We'll put you on a brief hold. Don't hang up.